In the name of Jesus, who is Lord of every authority. Amen. Mary was crying. Understandably, she stood there at the front of the tomb, weeping. The men had come and gone. Peter and John had raced to the tomb, looked inside. Each of them poked their heads inside, seeing the cloths set aside, tossed aside, one set folded, and then the men were off. And Mary stood there crying. While she was crying, she ducked her head into the entrance of the tomb. And what she saw startled her. There at the head, where Jesus' head would have been, and at the feet, where Jesus' feet would have been, were two angels. Two messengers who said to her, "Why are you crying?" Mary responded, "Where is the Lord? Where have you put him? Just tell me so I can get him." As soon as she said this, she turned around and looked back outside the tomb. And there she saw what she thought was the gardener. The gardener said to her, "Why are you crying? What are you seeking?" Again, she replied, "Just tell me where you have put the Lord, and I will get him. I will take care of him. Please." And the gardener said to her, "Mary." She looked again, and she saw that it was Jesus. "Rabboni, teacher!" And she grabbed for Jesus, and he said to her, "Don't hold on to me. I'm going to the Father. You are my messenger. Take this message to my people, that I am going to the Father, to your Father. I'm going to God, our God. Tell them what you have seen." And he was gone. And Mary ran back to her brothers and sisters to share the message that she had seen the Lord. Why are you crying? The resurrected Jesus' first words. I know if I said that as a pastor at a funeral, I'd get a lot of disgruntled looks. Why are you crying? But Jesus isn't necessarily interested in being sensitive here in this first Easter Sunday moment. Jesus is more interested in truth. As the text unfolds, we realize, I think, why all of us cry in our world. We cry because we are trying to hold on to something. Think about it. I think all of our crying, all of our weeping is connected to that. From the silliest, most petty things, even thinking of a little child having gotten his or her hands on a knife, and that child cries as you take the knife out of its hands, the child wants to hold on to what it's gotten. Even though that might be dangerous, the child wants to hold on. Or even thinking to the most significant and legit reasons that we weep. A space the size of our entire county, Wyandotte County, about 160 square miles, will be deforested today. To never be forest again, most of it rainforest. A size about half the size of our county will turn into desert, never to return, at least in our lifetimes. And about a dozen species will go extinct today. There are many legitimate reasons to weep in our world. so much injustice is done, and we have good reasons for weeping. Yet whether we are weeping over something silly like the loss of a sports team or something like the loss of a loved one, the reason we weep is because we're trying to hold on. Jesus' first command as the resurrected Jesus is this: don't hold on. Even though Mary had every good reason to stand there weeping, the great injustice, the brutal murder of her Lord and teacher just 2 days before, the most unjust thing that maybe ever happened in our world, there Mary stands weeping over that injustice, and Jesus tells her insensitively, "Why are you crying? Don't hold on." Easter challenges us to our very core. Because Easter challenges us to let go. To let go of our petty sense of injustice in the world, but also, most importantly, our legit sense of injustice. Trusting that there is a gardener. A gardener who is at work, working to bring true justice, working to make all things new in our world. And therefore, we need to let go. We need to stop holding on, even to the things that are legitimate that we are weeping for. I believe Easter challenges us to move forward, to move on, to keep following. That we would not get stuck in our grief, even as legitimate as it may be, that we would recognize there is a God, our Father, who stands above the madness, who stands above the injustices, petty or legitimate, and he is working to set all things right. And so Jesus asks us this Easter season, why are you crying? Why do you still weep? The Lord is risen. Victory over death and injustice has come. And so his command to us this Easter season, don't hold on. Instead, follow the risen Jesus. Listen to his command to spread the message that new life has come and is coming into our world. The forests that will be wiped out will be restored. The deserts will be healed into lands of flowing water and abundant vegetation. The dead will be raised. The injustices will be set right. When? When God is ready. But our task is to love, to be faithful, to trust that the gardener is there, lurking behind us, ready to guide us into new life. So may we let go. May we stop holding on to the things that are keeping us trapped in grief and press forward, trusting that Jesus the gardener is raised from the dead and he is making all things new. In his Father, our Father, we put all of our trust. Amen.